Johnston's breast cancer. Now, when I first, and was around the time that I came to Oxford, people were doing studies looking at trying to work out whether estrogen levels in circulating estrogen levels in women who are not taking hormones for other reasons, whether circulating estrogen levels had anything to do with breast cancer risk. And just at the point, when I came, people were starting to write articles saying estrogen seems to have nothing to do with breast cancer. We've got to look for other factors. And it was the same kind of problem that the studies were too small, and it was hard to... you had to measure estrogens in prospective studies before women got breast cancer, because afterwards there might be biases by the time the breast cancer was diagnosed. And Tim Key, this is another collaboration in my unit that Tim Key runs, and the Endogenous Hormones of Breast Cancer Collaboration. And they, by bringing together, and you can see the confidence intervals are quite wide, but by bringing together the worldwide evidence, every single study that had measured estrogen levels in postmenopausal women, it's very difficult in premenopausal, it's because estrogen levels fluctuate each cycle, but if you can ask me about it later or lunch or something. But you can see the... You can see that even with the worldwide evidence, it wasn't terribly strong, but there was a clear association between, and these are tertiles of estradiol, free estradiol levels, and the risk, the fifth of women with the highest estrogen have had about a double risk of breast cancer than women with the lowest. So there's quite a difference in breast cancer risk in postmenopausal women, because it's easier to measure. That's why postmenopausal women have been why most of the work has been done on it. And so this is now widely accepted, but it was...